This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
This is Mike Adams here, and as you know, probably, I've called for suspending elections in the United States until free speech is restored. And I want to be clear in explaining that I'm not opposed to democracy. In fact, this is about protecting democracy. Democracy is sacred, but in order to function, the people who participate in that democracy must be able to exchange ideas without deliberate punitive interference from the primary gatekeepers of online discourse. And because Facebook has become the public square, and YouTube, and Google, and Twitter, especially Twitter, the fact that these tech giants are selectively censoring and oppressing views and opinions of conservatives, Christians, Trump supporters, gun owners, and so on, this means that any election held under these circumstances is rigged. It's fraudulent because free speech has not been allowed to flourish in a society upon which democracy could function in a fair and free way. This is the equivalent of a North Korea election if it's held this year, where the government tells you how you have to vote, except in this case, it's corporations telling you how you have to vote. And frankly, no corporation, no government, no institution, no church, nobody has the right to tell you how you must vote or what you must think or what you're allowed to say, speak, or share, or view, or post. The fact that these evil corporations, Facebook, Twitter, even Wikipedia, even Vimeo, the fact that these are telling you what you're allowed to say on any given subject, there's only one side of every debate that you're allowed to share or read. That, I'm sorry, that is not a pillar upon which democracy can flourish. In fact, that destroys democracy. It destroys society. And what's astonishing to me is how quickly leftists have endorsed this and embraced it. Leftists are fine with censorship as long as it appears to temporarily support their worldview, which is delusional in so many ways. But they love censorship as long as they're censoring their political opponents. So leftists who always claimed to be in favor of civil rights and human rights and women's rights, give me a break. Hey, I interviewed Jennifer Zhang. She's the humanitarian, you know, human rights activist who was tortured in a Chinese prison system. She escaped China and now lives in New York. When I interviewed her and posted it, Facebook banned it. The censorship is censoring the voices of important, prominent, courageous women who have a message of human freedom, a universal message of human freedom. That's who Facebook is censoring. In fact, if Dr. Martin Luther King were alive today, Facebook would be censoring him. If Gandhi were alive today, Facebook would be censoring Gandhi, because Gandhi challenged the power of the state. And Facebook is all about protecting the power of the state, especially the communist Chinese state. Facebook is basically an extension of the CCP. They are all in with communism. And much the same is true with Twitter and Google and YouTube and so on. They're all basically communist propaganda fronts, which means that our elections now are being determined by Chinese communist propaganda, filtered through the tech giants that control what you're allowed to say or read or share. This situation, it's untenable. It's irreconcilable with the fundamentals of human freedom. If Dr. King were alive today, he would be enraged at this situation. Dr. King would be marching against Facebook. Dr. King would be marching against YouTube and Google, because it's a violation of fundamental human rights, what they are doing. And they are abusing their power, and the results in America will be catastrophic if we don't abolish them. This is why I'm calling for all Americans to rise up and demand that President Trump and Congress, the powers that be and the federal government, do everything in their power to shut down the techno-fascists. It's time to abolish these evil corporations from our world. They must either reform and respect free speech, or they must be dismantled and permanently disbarred from functioning as corporations in our world. Their abuse of power is incompatible with the future of human freedom. Every moment that they exist is a moment that truth is being crushed, a moment that voices of courage are being silenced, a moment that the real pioneers who could help make this world more abundant and more fair and more just, that those voices are being deplatformed and blacklisted, in many cases, smeared and lied about because of big tech, because of people like Jack Dorsey and Tim Cook of Apple, because of people like Mark Zuckerberg, Sundar Pichai, and whatever that woman's name is at the top of YouTube, Wachovovich or whatever her name is. These people have got to be prosecuted. They've got to be prosecuted. They're criminals against humanity. They operate in the shadow, but with alignment of Stalin and Hitler and Mao, totalitarians, authoritarians. That's who Mark Zuckerberg follows. That's who Pichai follows. These are dangerous, dangerous regimes of authoritarianism and tyranny. They are now deciding what you're allowed to say. They are silencing the voices of powerful, courageous, scientific women like Dr. Judy Mikovits. She is banned everywhere, and if you promote her video, you will be banned too. This is not the America that we thought we grew up in. This is not a free country when all speech is controlled by a criminal cabal of self-appointed speech gods who run corporations that, frankly, are more interested in protecting China than in protecting the American people. This is not America anymore if we allow this to continue. That's why we, the people, must rise up. We must defeat these evil techno-fascists. We must demand government action against them, because government is the only force that's really powerful enough to do something meaningful. Or if government fails to do it, then we must rise up by the millions. We must surround and occupy the campuses of Facebook and Google, and we must peacefully dismantle their systems. Motherboard by motherboard, desk by desk, brick by brick. Take them apart physically, peacefully, but with determination to protect humanity. This is a human rights issue. This is the human rights issue of our time. If we don't defeat these tech giants, humanity will never be free. Humanity will be enslaved under a system run by some of the most evil anti-humanists who have ever existed in the history of our world, alongside Mussolini and Pol Pot and Joseph Stalin and other mass murderers, who, of course, abuse their power to assert control and to destroy their enemies. That's exactly what Google is doing. That's exactly what Facebook is doing. Why are we allowing them to do this? Why is America allowing these corporations to function in the United States of America? Why don't we, as a country, declare that these corporations are enemies of America? They're engaged in acts of treason. We can seize their bank accounts. We can seize their domains. We can prosecute their CEOs. We can shut them down. We can defeat them like we defeated Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. This is a Fourth Reich that we're dealing with right now, the Zuckerberg Reich, and it must be defeated. There is no future in which the tech giants exist and your children or grandchildren get to experience human freedom. The very existence of these tech giants as they are currently operated and weaponized against humanity, their existence means that humanity will never be free as long as they exist. They must be defeated. They must be dismantled. They must be taken down. And many people are afraid to speak out against them because they still hope they won't get censored by Facebook. Let me tell you something. They're coming for you too. Yes, they came for me first because I am the most outspoken in favor of humanity and human freedom. I'm one of the strongest and most determined voices for human freedom. That's why they took me down first. They took me down before they took Alex Jones down. By the way, I've been banned and censored longer than almost anyone across every platform imaginable. Why? Why? Because they know that these arguments you're hearing right now, these speak to what it means to be human. This reaches the core of every human being. Every person wants to be free to think. Every person wants to be able to be creative, to express themselves without some authoritarian ruler lording over them and telling them what they're allowed to say. Humans want to be free. And my message is not so much about me personally, Mike Adams. My message is something that resonates with every human being, every human heart across our planet. Everybody wants to be free. everybody understands, even if they don't say it publicly, they recognize the evil that big tech has become. And sooner or later, there will be enough of us rising up to dismantle and abolish these tech giants, and maybe even to prosecute their CEOs and imprison them, or whatever the courts or the juries decide is the appropriate punishment for them. And that punishment needs to be acknowledged, and it needs to be, well, awarded to those tech CEOs who deserve it. That's why they banned me first, but they're not stopping at banning me. They're coming for you. And if you don't speak out now, when they come for you, there will be no one left to speak for you. My name is Mike Adams, Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, brighteon.com. I stand with humanity and with human freedom. Join me. No elections without free speech. Abolish the tech giants. End the techno tyranny. End censorship in America. Thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.